BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Emergency services are working to free a driver entrapped in the wreckage of a truck that collided with a vehicle on the M4 near Meerbank, south of Durban. The accident saw the heavy-duty truck overturn, lose its load and land on its roof, blocking the southern part of the freeway. The roadway has been closed while authorities work to extricate the man. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson is there.
At this stage, ALS paramedics currently treating the entrapped driver of this truck, who's still stuck inside his vehicle, before he'll be transported through to a nearby hospital once freed by the Itikweni Fire Department. Two other patients from the vehicle are currently being attended to by ALS paramedics and also will be transported through to a nearby hospital for the further care that they're required.
And in the Western Cape, authorities have urged motorists to take personal responsibility for road safety. The Provincial Mobility Department's Munira Ali says there were 33 deaths on the province's roads in the past week. She says 267 speeding offences were also recorded.
In the past week, 31 crashes could have been avoided and 33 lives could have been saved. These statistics should not shock us. They should spur us into action. The truth is that too many of these incidents are due to human error and a disregard for rules that are intended to protect us all.
And back home, with thousands of football fans expected to descend on Durban this weekend, the Itikweni municipality says it's ready to roll out its safety and security plan. The highly anticipated Nedbank Cup final between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates will take place on Saturday. The city's Gugu Sisilana says more than 40,000 spectators are set to make their way to Moses Mabhida Stadium for the afternoon clash.
An integrated safety and security plan encompassing all law enforcement agencies has been developed to ensure that spectators in and around the stadium are safe. Police will maintain high visibility on the roads as well as in various places of entertainment in the city.
And abroad, a procession of 133 cardinals have made their way through St. Peter's Basilica in Rome ahead of the formal process that will select the next pope. Dressed in red cassocks, cardinals from around the world have gathered at the Vatican for a special conclave mass. They'll be segregated from all contact with the outside world as they begin the centuries-old process of voting for the next leader of the Catholic Church. And back home, Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 26 degrees today, Richards Bay 28. Your top story this hour, emergency services are working to free a driver entrapped in the wreckage of a truck that collided with a vehicle on the M4 near Meerbank, south of Durban. The roadway on the southbound has been closed. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.